Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our Cinco de Mayo edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. All righty. It is time for us to... We don't actually head to India because Help Animals India is actually headquartered over here, but that's probably why they do so much great help and work for the animals in India. And the chief cook and bottle washer and person responsible for Help Animals India would be our great friend Eileen Weintraub is here. Good morning, Eileen, and welcome back to Animal World.
Hey, Martha. Good morning, everyone, from the convergence zone, because it's pouring here in Lake Forest Park.
Oh, okay. So you've got all the rain.
Yeah.
It's wet here, but there's nothing really coming down, but it's really pouring in your neighborhood, huh?
Yeah, that's how it was yesterday, which was supposed to be the heavier rain, except today's the heavier rain. So there's still hope that we'll get enough rain this summer, hopefully.
Well, that's, you know, I kind of thought they had said that yesterday was supposed to be a bit the bigger rainy day, but I, you know, it got wet here, but it really didn't rain any significant amount of rain. But the interesting thing to me last night is that yesterday was opening day of boating season, you know, and canoe races and stuff, you know, down in Montlake, but I didn't hear anything about it, and there wasn't a whole lot on the news, so I don't know that there was a lot of stuff.
Well, there was a whole lot of traffic, I'll tell you, because you couldn't move.
Ah, you know? Okay.
So there were obviously people going there.
So there were.
Yeah.
Well, I grew up in that area, and it was a big deal when I grew up in Laurelhurst. I mean, everything shut down for opening day.
Well, we made the mistake of going down there. With all the
really?
Yeah. Anyhow.
Now you're smart enough to stay home, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So tell us, for anybody who might be tuning in that hasn't listened before, tell us about Help Animals India and what you guys are all about.
Okay. So Help Animals India was named Help Animals India so that USA people would know that we are helping there. And, so we are a grant-giving agency, and we give training, advice, and fund animal groups, animal activists, and animal shelters throughout India and Nepal. So just giving some amount to many different groups, and that encourages them to, keep going and to improve. The thing is about the name, Help Animals India, somehow all of India, you know, when they do a search online, that's what they come up with. So we have to just tell them that, you know, they have to search for their group, where they are. And so we'll, give some advice and tell them sometimes about the places right in their city that they might not know of to support them. So it has become a popular name, and we're just doing the best we can to keep up with the demand. And we are going on now, how many years? Over 25 years.
Wow, that's amazing. And I think the idea for Help Animals India came to you after you had traveled in the area and became aware of the great needs of animals there, right?
Well, I've always been interested in India, and I've been an animal activist my whole life. So you put the two together, and that's what you get. I actually connected with the Animal 24/7 people before they were called that. It used to be called Animal People. And I used to help through them. And then I didn't go to India until 2003, And I said, oh, no, and, you know, I really needed to help. So, but that didn't, we didn't form the nonprofit till 2008. And, you know, these people just said, oh, you know, and I saw the strength of the dollar, which has only doubled since. The dollar is so strong, and just how much we can do there and how much a great need there is. And also advice, like there's one place in the Northeast India, we've been helping the dogs there all these years, and now finally they're getting around to helping some cats. So we really want to support that so that people can have a place to bring their cats for spay and neuter. And, you know, that's why I always say on every Catter Day, which is Saturday, cats need help too, because it's, you know, they're kind of last on the list in the Indian mindset for many places. And
well, that makes sense. And boy, you certainly deserve a lot of credit, Eileen, because you have put together really quite a wonderful network of help and so forth. And that's one of the things that I love about Help Animals India is that you not aren't like you have one little Help Animals India location in India that you do work. You actually don't have any physical locations there because you help all different kinds of animals and all different kinds of places and services. And like you said, well, or like I would say, animals in India, it's a very different situation than we have here. A lot of it has to do with location and
climate.
Yeah, climate and location, because they have a lot of other kinds of animals that we don't have. And they don't live with animals in the same way that we're so traditionally used to here.
Well,
although
it's
more of that's starting to happen.
It's very varied because, you know, you have the villages and you have the wild areas and then you have the mega cities. So, you know, it runs the gamut. But you know, a lot of the groups in India are more like our group, PAWS, here in Washington State, that helps all sorts of animals, including wildlife. And, you know, it's just wonderful to have these groups where if you find injured wildlife, you can, you know, help them out, because a lot of the wildlife that gets injured is due to human causes.
Right. And so interesting that you were saying that one area, you know, you'd help them with dogs for a long time. I mean, I got so shocked when we first started talking regularly on Animal World, because every week you'd say, you know, 33 million street dogs in India. And that those numbers just kind of blow my mind away.
I think
the situation with the dogs and the street dogs and being so many, that was kind of overwhelming the whole situation everywhere. And so you said, you know, we helped in this area with dogs for a long time. I'm kind of assuming that you've helped them enough that they kind of got together their program and working with dogs. And then they realized that there's also an issue with cats. It's kind of all those street dogs overwhelmed the problem with cats. And so it's been kind of a slow go to get them on board taking care of cats as well as the dogs.
Yeah.
And didn't you say in a lot of situations, didn't you have to arrange, you know, I mean, veterinarians had to be taught how to spay cats and stuff because they really didn't know how to do that sort of thing.
Yeah, they're still having to. And the pandemic kind of set back the street dog help. And there's some really difficult areas where, you know, people are just tired of street dogs all over. So not everyone likes them. But so we have to go into the schools and teach children how to interact with them. They're called community dogs.
Yep. So we've got all the community dogs to deal with. Now the cats are being recognized and starting to work in that situation. But they don't just have dogs and cats running around. There's a lot of monkeys too. And then we have other kinds of animals that we don't even think of, you know, here. And that would be like elephants and that sort of thing. But Help Animals India is doing some really significant support of the elephants in India. And so we usually get a report every month on that. How are you all doing with the elephant sanctuary?
Well, did you get the email I sent you about the first elephant that we rescued 9 years ago, Anisha? So she just passed away. And so it was a big, big, big deal because she'd been sick for, she was a logging elephant. So you can imagine, you know, you've heard of maybe horses.
That's right. We talked about her last month, too, didn't we?
Yeah. You heard of maybe horses and mules, like, you know, they don't have roads through the logging areas. So they would just, you know, have the horses and mules drag a log. Well, they used her for that, and her front leg was terribly damaged from that. So she had such bad arthritis, and so they treated that for all these years. So she was really the matriarch of the group. They were eight. And so now that we've gotten over the years. So she was the first one, and then another one came. So just recently it went up to eight. But now, so she was sick, and she couldn't get up. So that's, you know, when an elephant's down, and they would help her up, hoist her up. And finally she passed, and so they're going to bury her right there on the land with a big, big hole.
a huge grave. But
but the other elephants are really feeling sad. And the whole dynamics of the tribe will be changing because, you know, she was kind of the leader. And
was she the matriarch of the herd?
Yeah. And being the first one who came. And
we know how incredibly intelligent and sensitive elephants are. And some of the incredible stories that we've heard about elephants and how much they care about their family members. And they, you know, in the wild, they have incredible rituals they go through when a family member passes away. You know, they have ritualistic mourning and all of that, don't they, Eileen?
Well, ones that we don't understand very well, so I'm not sure how it's going now. I had been with Anisha several times on my trips, and she was an elephant that you could be with without fear of, you know, some of these elephants, you know, unless you've trained, how to be with them. You can't really be that close to them. Because, you know, you just don't know if they could, it's not predictable.
Right, and without even meaning to, they could knock someone over and step on them and you'd be gone, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, and that has happened in the U.S. at the Elephant Sanctuary.
In Tennessee,
that has happened. So, you know, even if they don't mean to. So, but anyhow, she was one that you could be around. She was so sweet. So, you know, you could give her, put food directly in her mouth. And
I'm even kind of remembering in my mind, Eileen, stories of wild elephants when a member would pass away, that even long time after that, that they would come back to the skeletal remains and grieve more and honor their past family members.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of stories like that. But so when I was there, there was a pool, just a watering hole where they could bathe. But that has since dried up, and there's a lot of heat now in South India, and it's a very scary summer coming up.
I was talking earlier about I'm concerned just about us here and how dry it has been through the winter and now in the spring. But so it's problems in India and it being too dry?
Not just dry. It's just the heat is really like it's like 110 already.
Yeah.
And then what happens in India, South India, this is the hottest period. And then when the monsoon comes, which can come any time from June to September, it cools off. So that's the climate. Their hottest period is now until the monsoon comes. And it's very difficult for the animal groups right now because all the tourists have left. I mean, if you visit India, you will see that most of the tours and times people go are from like October to March.
Right. I know that sometimes Ananda, you know, my spiritual family, they do pilgrimages and tours, you know,
right.
To India, but it's usually always like in February type.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, this would not be a time of year they would go.
Right. And so friends in Southern Bay say the water shortages are there now. And they're on huge restrictions, and they can't even take a shower. They just have to take a sponge bath.
Wow.
So it's, you know, that much of... And we've even had reports of birds falling from the sky due to dehydration.
So, wow, really? Birds falling from the sky due to dehydration?
Yeah.
Wow.
So the water is a real concern. As it always has been in India, but, you know, now with climate change.
Now, is there anything you can do to help with that water situation?
Well, all of the groups pretty much put out water bowls for the, you know, like we do for our backyard birds. So even if they live in an apartment house and have a balcony, they'll put out a water dish. Or then we have water bowl projects. So they make these big, big water containers, and so that the street cows and the street dogs can go and drink. So that's something that's a great tradition for India, for just common people. Well, you know, put out some water for. It used to be even for human travelers, you'd have some water available for them. And it's very, you know, maybe you've seen that movie Heat and Dust years ago. And, you know, it's a very dusty place. So
I'm wondering, you know, with the water restrictions you've talked about and so forth and people not even being able to shower, are they still, though, sharing some of that water, you know, by putting the bowls out for animals and birds and such?
Yeah, I think so. They don't take, you know, it's not that bad. Yeah, they can afford a quarter or two or whatever.
So it's really touch and go because of the heat and the lack of water and so forth until monsoon season starts sometime in June.
Right. And then, you know, that's why most of our spay-neuter projects, they'll be happening after this heat passes also.
Gotcha.
So, funding different projects, and also in Nepal, also we're helping in Nepal.
And, all right. Well, speaking of all of that, we need to take care of advertisers so we kind of stay on schedule. So let's do that now. Then we will continue with Eileen and we'll find out what other kind of projects are going on and how we can help and all that good stuff. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues. More with Help Animals India straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, online at 1150kknw.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the second hour of our Cinco de Mayo edition of Animal World, and we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, my spiritual family, and the Blue Lotus Temple, and Yoga Hall in Bothell, and a new East-West bookstore, and Linwood Community, and we will chat with them at 11:30 today, and got a big, huge event coming up the first weekend of June, so we'll be hearing all about that later today. And our wonderful premier sound healer of the area, Jude Ponton, has her Whispering Dragon Center in her home now in Shoreline. Great location, easy access, lots of parking. And gosh, what a gift to give yourself to be in person with Jude in the healing room with the gongs and the chimes and the acutonic forks and so forth. And my gosh, she's an incredible healer and helps keep my body in alignment straight. I don't know what I'd do without her, frankly. So she can work with you in person in the Whispering Dragon Center in her home, or she can work remotely. You can check her out at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can just give Jude a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And of course, remember that I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to help understand their animals or their dogs and solve problems quickly. Usually only have to see you once. I always do a free telephone evaluation, and business is really slow these days. I got to watch the Kentucky Derby yesterday, but that's because I wasn't working. So I would love it if you'd take my phone number, give it to anybody you know that has problems with their dog friends, and let them know that I can help usually get things under control really quickly. And I give you free phone follow-up once I've seen you. So you can always talk to me for free over the phone. And that's an incredible bonus. So take my phone number down and pass it out. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Alrighty then, we are in the middle of a discussion with Eileen Weintraub from Help Animals India. Good morning again, Eileen.
Good morning, everyone.
So what else is on your list of stuff we need to talk about?
Well, just thinking about India in general, you know, and why we are attracted to that place and what's so special about India and Nepal, because the philosophy of kindness to animals and kindness to all life is there. It's in the Constitution. So, it's just that the pressures of modern life and the human overpopulation, you know, makes it difficult to continue to
keep to all those ideals. And that's why we are inspired every day to help the human activists for the animals that are there. And in every city, every village of 1.4 billion people on, wow, on a landmass that is about one-third the size of the United States. So even though they have all the pressures of modern life and their, you know, the idea of helping animals is still there. And the fact that, you know, we are so connected through our charity and places like Ananda, you know, it's really a wonderful fact that there's so much interaction that goes on. And all the people that come here, you know, that we get to know, Indian people here that want to help, you know, back home. So it's a wonderful cross-cultural exchanges are going on, you know, and that we can share the knowledge of continuing to help the animals and make a real difference that way. So, you know, there's North India, South India, and these are very, very different climates and peoples and traditions. But the idea of ahimsa, which means non-harming, is there. You know, everyone knows about that, whether they can practice it and, you know, whether they care about that.
But that's,
you know,
really interesting. So it actually, kindness to animals is actually in their constitution?
And yes, yes. And well, kindness to all life, which is very different than a lot of other countries. So,
But as you said, there's a lot of things that make that challenging, you know, with the climate and the overpopulation and, you know, all the humans to deal with, let alone the animals. And it's amazing at some of the things that you've had to get involved with. And of course, you know, with helping all of the community dogs and them care better for them and be more educated about them. But then, you know, the cats as well. And I think, you know, we've talked before about how now that they're actually being able to start some of the TNR or the trap neuter release programs that we've done here in our country.
Right.
Well, they're able to do some there, but I remember, and I want to know, Eileen, if it's still an issue, they couldn't necessarily do a great job with that trap neuter release because they didn't have the cages and the traps they need. And you were having people that went over to visit take cages with them. Is that still an issue?
Yeah, that's still an issue. Or they just don't even have the cat carriers. They'll have like an open basket, which works well for a friendly cat.
Yeah.
But not a feral cat. So, yeah, so they have the we would call it trap neuter release, TNR. Sometimes they call it ABC, animal birth control. And sometimes they call it CVNR, catch, vaccinate, neuter release. So, the three different things. But, you know, why there's so many dogs? Because, you know, they stopped killing them. And, maybe that still goes on in some areas that we don't know about. So it's just a sad race to turn the cities, you know, they're very proud that they say, well, it's rabies-free. I mean, when they say rabies-free, they know humans have gotten rabies, and you know, in that city for so many years. So that's something that they're very proud of. So these dogs, not only do you have to say neuter and vaccinate them, but every 3 years, I think it's a 3-in-1, they have to be re-vaccinated. So that's, you know, another project that, you know, they have to go out and vaccinate all these dogs again. So,
Well, that's amazing because you do help and have helped with education and rabies vaccinations and that sort of thing. You know, we haven't had to deal with a serious rabies problem in our country for a very long time, so we tend not to think about it so much. But I was just reading an article yesterday, Eileen, about people dying of rabies in, you know, other parts of the world.
It's a horrible disease.
It is. Yeah. And I mean, this is a story of it was a young girl who got bit by, and I can't remember, I think it might have been a bat or something. But anyway, she had gotten involved with something that she knew she shouldn't have, and she didn't want to tell her parents. Mm-hmm. And so she didn't tell them about the bite. And of course, if you're bitten by a rabid animal, if you get the, my understanding is, if simply is, if you get the rabies vaccination in time before it has manifested in your body, you do,
and that's what you have to, we have to do the education. Well, first,
right,
of all,
but this girl that this article was about was, I don't know, she was young, maybe 10 or 12 or so. But anyway, she didn't tell. And by the time, you know, she told anybody, it was too late.
Yeah.
And to read the stories, I mean, it's really sad. There are people dying of rabies all over the world in different places still.
Well, the thing is, when you get bit by a dog, first thing you have to do is wash the wound. And sometimes that'll, you know, take out some of the poison. And so that's what they do to inform the children what to do in case you get bit. And we have some videos of that on our YouTube page. So
uh-huh.
then you have to get the vaccination, which don't cost much in India, but they sure do here. Because we've had some volunteers. I don't know if he's listening right now, but he went over and he was just too friendly to some street dogs, and, you know, and he got bit, and then so he had to have a series of vaccinations when he got back here. You get it at UW. But you can, you know, you don't know if the dog is rabid or not, but, you know, that's the precaution that needs to be taken if you get a serious bite. But other diseases, you know, distemper is a big problem, and it's very sad for the puppies and all the dogs and trying to save their lives. And that's why we have to build quarantine so that, you know, all the dogs in the shelter are not dumped in one area. So we have to teach, you know, how to quarantine the sick animals and, you know, try and save them. And then where do they go in terms of adoption? Just like it is here, you know, trying to promote adoption of non-purebreds, you know, because people are starting to want the purebred dogs, and you know, is they have more money, and they sort of so the species there are sort of the way we are towards pigeons. Let's put it that way.
Uh-huh.
We want, you know, people want a parrot as a pet. They don't. You know, they don't think of the pigeons so much. Maybe people like us do. But so they might turn up their nose at the community dogs, but they're fantastic and intelligent dogs. They're just a lot of them. And so.
Yeah, I you know, as a dog trainer, you know, and I get the opportunity occasionally to work with a native breed from another country, you know, that's important, you know, that comes with the people when they move to this country or they, you know, bring them in. And I am amazed. I've learned so much from these dogs and really have to adapt a program on what I'm setting up because these dogs are really smart.
Well, they know how to cross the street with the people. And we have what's called the Great Indian Dog Show. So it's similar to our area. I think it's Perfect Pals. We have the you know, great the cat show, you know, for non breed, you know,
the average Joe cat shows. I don't know if we're still having that here.
Oh, that's you're right. You know, I haven't heard about that for a long time. But
yeah.
I even, you know, years ago, I even went to that event for a few times. I think we interviewed him on the show. But you're right. It was the average Joe cat show.
Well, in India, we have the Great Indian Dog Show. And
wow.
So people can bring their native dogs to those. And, you know, promote them and have pride in them. But yes, I know we've spoken about that. You can always tell a native dog, and they might be even from Taiwan or from the island, you know, brought over. India's a little far, and you won't see so many dogs from India.
Yeah, the last one I saw was from Thailand.
Right. Yeah, Thailand also, which is all those places are closer.
And you know what I've also found, though, is with these native dogs, be it, you know, one from India or Thailand or in other areas, at least in my limited experience and the ones that I've worked with, they all have a similar body type and appearance or structure.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're native to, like, I think this one from Thailand that I saw, they had done DNA on the dog and the test came back like Asian street dog or something. And that was the DNA. But all of these dogs, I find the ones from India as opposed to the ones from Thailand or something, they may be different colors, but their basic body structure is kind of the same. And I remember somewhere in years and years ago in my genetic training, maybe when I was in vet technology school or something, somewhere along the line, I remember being taught that, you know, if you combined all the domestic dog DNA and bred them all together, eventually they'd melt down to a generic dog. Dog that they would show us and picture and stuff always looked like these community dogs or street dogs or native dogs from other countries.
Right.
Kind of interesting.
Right. Well, on our website, the first link that comes up under Get Educated, on our website, is all about the native dogs. And if you scroll down to the bottom of that, we have many more links to all these websites devoted to the history of these dogs and just, you know, shows all about them. So that's on our website, healthanimalsindia.org. And so also there's another link about the cows and just all these fascinating links to learning more about the animals of India in Nepal.
Well, this gives me a chance to mention again, folks, if you haven't taken the time to go to the helpanimalsindia.org website, you need to know that this is one of the best websites I've ever seen. Eileen has done a phenomenal job of designing a really incredible website, and there is just tons of education and information and photographs, and it's all well written and very interesting, and you learn so much. And you really need to take the time to go to the website and poke around a little bit and get educated about this stuff and know how important it is for us to help Eileen and her great vision of helping all the animals in India, because, you know, our money goes a lot farther. And I finally, you know, stepped up and I do a regular monthly donation, and I feel really good about that, knowing that I get to help all these situations. So,
yeah,
and how does that
so
work, Eileen? If we donate to Help Animals India, then it you have a plan of how that money is distributed?
Oh, yes. There's all the different requests that come in, and then we send them you know, forms to fill out, but we have our regular places that we help, and so that's what I, you know, need to raise money for, so that we have the funds to, you know, feed the shelter animals, do more spay neuter, do more education, and just you know, pay their staff. And, you know, these people, we might make $100 a month, the staff, and that's a wage
for them to work at an animal clinic and learn, you know, how best to help the animals and feed their families. And so that's really cool how far that can go. And to train and to pay a vet salary, that's about $700 a month. So
isn't that imagine, amazing? They can hire a vet for $700 a month? Wow.
Yeah. So so these are people that are incredibly grateful to any kind of help. And, you know, even except $5.
No, I'm wondering, Eileen, because it seems to me here, at least in our local area, we seem to have kind of a shortage of veterinarians.
Yeah, like that's a problem. That's
my
problem,
personal too. Vet is only open 4 days a week now, Monday, Tuesday, Thursdays, and Friday, because she can't find another vet to hire, you know, mm-hmm. to cover a business. Is there a shortage of veterinarians in India as well?
There always has been. And, and then if they get trained up, sometimes they want to work for what's called the government and not have to work very hard, you know, just treat some cows, you know, be farm vets and not have, or they want to go into private practice and treat, you know, people's pets. So they don't really want to work for an animal shelter.
All right.
You know, we do have those that are dedicated to helping the animals as you or I am. So, you know, we do have that available to have a vet at one of the larger shelters. But there's a horrible shortage, and there always has been. It's just nothing new.
All right.
It's new, new here since the pandemic. So hopefully.
Yep, so very clear, folks, that it's really important that we step up and help Eileen do the wonderful work that she and HelpAnimalsIndia.org is doing. We've got to wrap it up for this month because I've gone over time and we've got to take care of advertisers and sneak in current events. But Eileen, I sure appreciate how hard you work and the great organization that you steward these days and the wonderful help you're doing in India. I hope, folks, you'll all step up, go to helpanimalsindia.org, check out this phenomenal website and get yourself educated. And if you can afford a one-time donation, great, but even if it's small, but if you can sign up to do it every month and you don't even have to think about it, and it is so helpful. So I'd appreciate it if you do. And Eileen, thank you so much for your wonderful help, and I hope you dry out down there. And but I think it's going to get wetter before it gets drier today. So anyway, okay. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Martha, and everyone stay safe and take care and try to be happy.
All righty, and we'll talk to you the first Sunday of June.
Wow, okay.
Thanks, right. Eileen. God bless. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Now that we've covered the bases for Help Animals India, let's take care of our advertisers. We'll come back and do a quick current events before we fire up that love train again. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, is now making a difference on Mondays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on 880 a.m. Kixie. We invite you to join us so you can make a difference too.
And don't forget to tune into our Conscious Minutes here on KKNW and Fridays during the John Tesh Show, where you'll catch us following his show every Monday on 880 a.m. Kixie.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150, here to uplift your day.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of our Cinco de Mayo edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Let's see, we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements. That's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. The cat vitamins are the best I've ever found. Call them New Pro Nuggets. And the dog formula, it's a powder you put in the food, and oh, it makes a wonderful gravy. And any picky eaters, it really helps them eat their food, but it also produces the most phenomenal skin and hair coat. And you can find the New Pro supplements sometimes at your local pet stores. And if not, they're all available on Amazon. So check them out, newprosupplements.com. And our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen is ready and able to work with you and your animal friends. One of the best healers I have ever met. He and Sister Linda Rasmussen will be in the studio with us next week, so be sure you're here for that. But he always does a free telephone evaluation. So if you'd like to chat with him about getting some help for your animal friends or yourself, you can go to his website, healingministryforanimals.com. Click on the contact link and tell him you'd like to talk. You can also get the nervous system reset, the Rasmussen reset program, do it yourself at home, through the website as well. And you can sign up for his wonderful monthly newsletter. And you better do that because it came out today, and get this month's affirmation, because we'll be starting off next week with that. And do remember, they're in the studio next week for free remote treatments for you and your animal friends. All righty. And then, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty. I think we just have just enough time, Nathan, to sneak in current events. Of entertainment, well, some of the best animal entertainment around happens up at the Northwest Stream Center in South Everett at McCollum Park, and they got a great one of their best programs coming up this coming Saturday, May 11th. It is Killer Whale Tales with Jeff Hogan. Saturday, May 11th, 1 p.m. at the Northwest Stream Center. $5 if you're a member, $7 if you're not. And they would like you to call for reservations, 425-316-8592, 425-316-8592. That's one of their best programs, so you might want to check that out. Let's see. And boy, we're getting close to some of the bigger fundraising events of the year. One, of course, would be Homeward Pet Adoption Centers. Oh my goodness, I'd say that because it was yesterday. I hope it went really well. But it was, May 4th. That was yesterday, right, Nathan? Yep. Okay. Cinco de Mayo. So hopefully you had a wonderful time at the Furball dinner and auction, yesterday. And, speaking of that, the big one for Seattle Humane is their annual Tuxes and Tails Gala. This year is Saturday, May 18th. So that's coming up this month as well. It is at a new venue, the Fremont Studios. If you're thinking about going to that, you better get busy and get your tickets now. And then, of course, we have the Big Meow Annual Fundraiser 2024 Fine Wines and Felines. This is your traditional in-person dinner, silent auction, live auction. They're at a new location this year, the Mobius Hall, on the Cascadia College campus. That's out in Bothell. And like Marilyn told us earlier, it should be much easier for everybody to negotiate, and lots of parking and easy access, that sort of thing. And the Fine Wines and Felines this year is Saturday, June 22nd. Saturday, June 22nd, be at 5:30. That, of course, be around about the summer solstice, I believe. That sounds good. And so that's Saturday, June 22nd, 5:30 p.m. All righty. And then next week, it is the second Sunday of the month. That means it's Healing Sunday here on Animal World. So we will have Dr. Nils Rasmussen. His sister Linda Rasmussen will be with us. And we will have open phone lines throughout the show for your free remote treatments. And they can help you or your animal friends. And when you call in, then Dr. Nils starts working on the animals and Linda does the humans. And sometimes we're really busy in the last hour of the show, so it's a good idea to call in on the earlier side. But I think recently people have been doing really good at calling in earlier in the show, and so we've been slower in the last hour. So tune in to find out, but be sure you join us next week for our healing show and neuroenergetic balancing with Dr. Nils Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. All righty, then. That's going to wrap us up for the second hour of our Cinco de Mayo edition. And I'm thinking about, I didn't hear anything, Nathan. You were working yesterday. Was there any, was it a big deal at the Montlake Cut and opening day yesterday? Did you see a lot of coverage? I didn't see much coverage at all. And it was, it used to be the biggest deal in the world when I lived down in that area. But I know the weather wasn't fabulous yesterday, but usually you still get a pretty big turnout. And Eileen said the traffic was horrible.
I didn't hear anything about it, so I don't really have much to comment on.
Yeah, me either. I mean, it just seemed really unusual because usually that's a big deal. And not to at least have some kind of feature on the news last night, unless I missed it. So we are ready to fire up the love train. And that means, dancing is required. You don't get to opt out, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up and join the love train with me. I'll cruise by and pick you up. And we got to send the love all over the planet. You know, we need it here in this country. We need it around the world where all the wars is going on. So get on the love train and let's send love everywhere. That's the least that we can do. So I energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, a body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up. And then we're going to be talking zebras and goats and all kinds of animals, 24-7.org. and Henry the Rooster. Although it might be raining, so I don't know if we'll hear from Henry. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues. The love train's coming right up right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.